Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 243, which I think I said was last week's episode, but it wasn't, so...
What? That.
Yeah, I didn't look it up last week.
You are our leader. You lied to us.
I did, I'm sorry. It's, this is 243, though.
Oh, okay.
And I am Chris. Tony is not here, so we are not joined by him, but Fozzie is.
Yellow.
And Jeff.
YOLO.
And filling in for Tony is our good friend Earl.
Or not.
Or maybe we lost Earl.
Swing-a-ling-a-ding-dong.
Oh, Mike was on mute. That happens sometimes.
that's all right. Yeah, so we're going to talk some news this week. We haven't done that in a while. There's a lot of it out there. Unfortunately, I didn't collate it very well, so... I'm just gonna wing this shit. So I'm like certain, like kind of looking through stuff right now. But I guess we'll kick it off with Street Fighter V is not coming this year. It'll be next year to PS4 and PC in the spring. It's one, I guess, one of the delay news titles because Sony also announced that. Uncharted 4 will not be making it this year. That will not be coming till spring of next year.
Oopsies.
Yeah.
See ya. See ya in the power rankings.
Wait, yeah.
That motherfucker jumped this month and only to disappear next month.
Was Street Fighter assumed to come out this year? I never thought it was coming out this year.
They kind of made it like seem like it's coming out this year, but there was no official announcement on it.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out there as well. Kingdom Hearts 3 is probably not out this year.
Yeah, probably not.
Nor Final Fantasy 15, just in case those get quote-unquote delayed as well.
I saw a funny one earlier. Project Cars delayed again.
Yeah, that was delayed till May. I don't know, is anybody actually looking forward to Project Cars?
I remember Sean was, like, 2 years ago. He's all like, Project Cars. And I was like, that sounds interesting. And then, like, it was like a month ago. They're like, we're delaying it 2 more weeks. Just, you know, just ironing out a few things. And now it's like, now we're going 1 more month.
And it was supposed to actually come out last fall, too. So.
It's probably been delayed, like, 15 times. Dude. Like, shit, it's hilarious.
What else do you guys think? I mean, besides kind of the obvious ones that Earl just pointed out, Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy. What else do you guys think it's gonna kind of miss the boat this year?
Honestly, we'll be here in 2015. You son of a
yeah,
Zelda, the demo.
I believe.
Zelda. Yeah, I think Zelda won't make it this year either.
I feel like Zelda has to make it this year because they don't have anything else for the end of the year.
They really don't.
Like, it might, but it might be one of those ones where it's like, this one's a couple dungeons shorter than we thought. Like they've done that. Yeah, Wind Waker, they did that. Majora's Mask had, like, a really short development cycle, so that was...
That was different, though.
Yeah, but that was it's one of my favorites. So, same thing with Wind Waker, so fuck it. Put out a shorter one.
I would also say there was another day this morning. I don't know... If anybody cared, I didn't even know the game still existed. But Homefront Revolution,
yes. evidently the Xbox One store knew it was coming because it's been under the upcoming games for like since I guess sometime last year. And at times, it's the only one in there next to like The Witcher 3. Like, they're the only ones in the upcoming game section. So I had kind of forgotten about that though.
I don't know the last time we heard about it until it was the day this morning.
Probably when Deep Silver picked it up.
Which would have been, what, a year and a half ago now?
Yeah, a while ago. they had made that new studio out of the Crytek UK people.
Does No Man's Sky have a release date yet?
No.
That won't be coming out.
Is ever. That Shadow Guardian game, what was it called? Guardian of Light. Is that still something?
The Last Guardian?
Yeah.
Sony says it is, right?
Yeah. That's not coming out this year. That's for sure.
I don't even know if they talked about it and said it was going to, but yeah, I agree.
They just keep saying that, like, yeah, it still exists.
I did see a funny aside from somebody in the games press, like, when kind of everybody was going a little crazy saying Sony has very little the rest of this year, and this one games press guy was kind of going, like, oh, well, y'all acting like they got nothing. Like, they could just turn around at E3 and be like, The Last Guardian's coming out, and that'll fill the void. Like, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. Even if it was, it's like, okay.
I don't think that fills the void of Uncharted. Like,
yeah.
Those Team Ico games are critically acclaimed, but they've never been, like, huge sellers.
Yeah, maybe they'll do the Last Guardian and Agent this year. We'll get both of them right. for the fall.
Agent? I forgot about Agent.
I'm assuming so has Sony and Rockstar. So.
Yeah. Just, don't ask us about Agent. I guess we don't really know a lot of what's coming towards the end of the year.
I guess the thing is, like, people say that, but traditionally, if we don't know if it's aiming for this year, it usually doesn't come out. Like, there aren't a ton of games that don't have release dates this early that end up in the end of the year. Like, you get Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed and Madden and stuff like that, which aren't officially announced, wink, wink, that will end up at the end of the year. But, like, I can't see, like, Capcom putting out a Resident Evil or anything major like that.
It could be a light fall.
Again.
Like, really light, though. Like, at least last year it was kind of like some, I guess, some surprises.
I mean, there's still some stuff that is, kind of unknown. I think, there's always been rumors of Dishonored 2 floating about.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's a Bethesda game coming this year.
Dude, what if we got, like, Fallout 4 this fall? That would make my fall.
We have Rock Band coming back.
Yeah, and Guitar Hero, supposedly. So, and there's stuff coming.
It's just kind of the usual suspects now. And I think that's where we're going to end up for the most part with a lot of these games being like, oh, we know they're out there.
Well, it's funny, though, because I remember near the end of last year, everyone was like, 2015, that's the year that, like, this generation really takes off. And it's like, I don't know. I don't really see a whole lot yet that I'm like, oh, my God, I can't wait. Like,
I think it starts off strong because a lot of the games that are coming out in the first half were stuff that we were supposed to get in the last year. Like, Bloodborne is out in a few weeks. Mortal Kombat 10 is out in a month or so. Arkham Knight is in June. Witcher 3 is in May. So there's a couple major titles.
No, those are good, but, like, are those the next gen? Like, oh my God, this is what the new generation is. Like, maybe The Witcher. I don't know. But Batman, like.
Well, I don't even know if The Witcher is. It's kind of like, that's more of just a continuation.
I know.
I was listening to Earl's show. Nerds on the Rocks or dual wielding. You guys were kind of talking about, there hasn't been like that Gears of War moment yet, like where it's like, this is why you need these systems. Like, neither one has had that game yet.
Not even close. Yeah, I mean,
and I don't know if we will, because I think it's just gotten to the point where it's way too expensive for people to make those big risks. I don't necessarily know if you folks talk about NPDs too much, but like, they came out today, and like The Order, which was Sony's big gamble for the start of this generation, hasn't paid off critically or commercially.
Yeah, well, do you have the numbers on that by chance?
NPDs doesn't give out exact numbers, but it's around 200,000.
What? That seems low. I don't know, though. What do I know anymore?
No, that is extremely low, especially for what... I mean, that game was in development for, 5 years?
I would be surprised if it really was that low, but...
I mean, it is around that number. I mean, it doesn't... It's not... It's just in 300,000 and more than 200,000, somewhere in that ballpark. You can bump it up to 300,000 to be nice if you want to include digital sales, but that isn't a great start.
No.
No, like, that's a... That's below Infamous numbers, and Infamous is kind of like a borderline, sales thing for Sony. So,
Yeah, and it doesn't have great word of mouth. It doesn't have great reviews, so it doesn't really seem like it's going to be the type of game that's going to have any type of momentum or eggs to carry it forward. And I know people are excited for Bloodborne, but that seems like a game that's going to cater to an audience that already plays those games and nobody else.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it
doesn't seem
groundbreaking in any way. It's going to cater to the Dark Souls crowd, right?
Yeah, looks like a Dark Souls. It really does look like a Dark Souls game.
Which there's nothing against Dark Souls, but they're not exactly like they're not setting the world on fire with their sales for sure. So, I mean,
they sell what they need to.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not gonna be that, like, all right, this is the one that everybody has. This is the reason that you're gonna have this system.
It's not even in terms of sales. I'm just saying, what, like, I haven't seen a damn game that I've played yet that is like, well, they couldn't have done this on. I've been saying this forever. I've been saying this since I got an Xbox One. Like, yeah, so much stuff. Sure, they probably couldn't pull it off, but the game as a whole, it's like, dude, like. I remember when I got 360, like, just even playing Call of Duty 2, you're like, holy shit. Like, you know, GameCube and PS2 couldn't do this shit.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people and a lot of companies, I think that big bet is VR.
Yeah, I don't think that's a risky bet.
I'm interested. I'm listening.
I don't see that catching on mainstream at all.
I see. If you built a system around it, you never know.
You built a system around it, but everything's kind of coming in mid-generation.
Even if you built the system around it, though, I don't know how mainstream that's going to be. Like, how are you going to be like, I'm going to sit there with this fucking thing on my head?
Dude, everyone's seen Lawnmower Man. They want to make that a reality.
Yeah, but I can't, like, I, as somebody who has kids and a family, like, I can't just be like, I'm going to jump into the VR. Like, it just, that isn't going to happen. And there's, like, it's not going to happen for Tony. You've lost half of our show.
Well, what if they could, like, watch what you're seeing on the TV?
Then that just defeats the purpose.
Right.
Because then you can just watch it on TV with them.
No, but they could see what you're experiencing.
Yeah, but you don't get to experience it because VR is living in that world. If you just kind of see it, you can just, like, it's like you can watch a movie. I do think that there's other avenues for VR. I just don't think gaming's going to be the one that takes it off. I think it will be cool in movie theaters and arcade. You know, like those little party tricks. You go to like a fair and you can try it on for like $5. That's kind of cool.
I'm not saying it's not going to be cool for some people, Jeff. It's just like, I just don't, like, it's hard enough getting people to play normal games. Now you're asking them to put like a thing on their head and evacuate from the world. Like,
I think you underestimate the draw of that, though. Like, the idea that you could really fucking go into like another world, like completely immersed. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Will buy that,
but will they buy it? And will it be the Wii? Like, we're gonna buy it and play this one game because it's like the cool tech thing. Hey, Wii bowling.
I'm not saying it's the future of games, like in general. I'm just saying it could be a cool thing that happens.
I think yeah,
but it wouldn't be the future, and that's the problem. They're hedging their bets on that.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, it could very well be. I mean, if you think about it. Just so much you can do with that potential, and unlike the Wii, this is completely new hardware.
Right,
it caters to completely new things. Like,
sure,
you could get 4 VRs maybe in the future, and you can all like boot up a trip to Egypt, and you can like explore Egypt with your family. And
but
you
that's
know,
not a gaming application.
It doesn't matter. This,
but that's
this
what I'm saying. I think that's great. I think there's great potential for it outside of gaming.
Oh yeah.
But as a bet for like Sony with their Morpheus or Microsoft the high end, it doesn't really work.
I guess we'll see like what the pricing of this stuff is like, because if it comes out at $250-$300, like no way, you are not getting a family to jump on board with like two of these things.
I mean, if we're talking real future of gaming, I don't think it's VR. I think it's going to be like, have you guys seen that movie Her?
No.
No, it's like the AI type thing. I haven't seen
it. Yeah, but like the movie is, it's like near future sci-fi, so like part of it is like the dude sitting alone in his apartment playing video games, and like the way he's playing a video game is like no controller, he's just kind of like motioning with his fingers, and like right. It kind of, it displays all across his like living room, it's not just on the TV.
So you're saying HoloLens and Kinect.
Kind of, yeah, like kind of.
Microsoft's on the right track.
They're like, yeah, but perfected versions of that technology, and then also like the AI in the game is like really smart. Like, you know, like, you know, like they'll like cuss each other. Like he'll be like yelling at this little character in the game. The character's like, "Fuck you, fuck face. All right, follow me," or whatever. Like, I don't know. You guys gotta try. If not, see that movie. Like, try to find that scene someday. Like, I think that is like a closer. I mean, who knows? I would be happy if it's always with just a controller, but. The whole, like, filling your living room instead of just using a screen, I think, could be coming. I don't know. I guess it kind of is. That's what HoloLens kind of is, right?
Right.
Anyway.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully all that stuff turns out good.
Doubtful. But right. Everyone should see Her. That's a good movie.
Okay.
Well, now we know. Everyone go watch Her. Let's see. Metal Gear Solid 5 got a release date.
Which is this year.
Yeah. I was surprised by that. September 1st.
I was informed it was June, so I was disappointed it was so far back. But, yeah, very special edition.
Did anybody have the... the info on what's in the special edition? I didn't look that up.
I know you get a robotic arm.
Oh.
Because why not?
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Is that like $250 or something like that?
Probably.
Like what? Like a 6th scale or something like that?
It's a half scale replica of Snake's bionic arm.
Half scale. Never mind.
Collectible steelbook, behind the scenes documentary, some maps, I guess. And, okay, that can't be the right price. Oh, it's 100. Okay, that's pounds, so like 130 for us.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Oh, it's 100. Pre-ordered it.
Oh, pre-ordered it?
I don't know why, but I figure, like, I don't want it.
Cybernetic arm.
Yeah, like, I'm a sucker for steelbooks. And now... that probably, like, my top two most anticipated games are going to probably be pushed back 2016. Yeah, I'm probably going to be looking forward to Metal Gear Solid 5 the most this year. So, that being said, I just got it just in case I want it. If not, I can always cancel it through Amazon anyway, so... so, yeah. I mean, for $100, like, you get a pretty good deal there. I mean... you get a half scale arm, you get the map, you get the steelbook, you get I don't know if it has any of the DLC, but it has like some stuff. And then yeah, you get the game itself, so.
Are you getting Bloodborne, Fozzy? I'm just wondering.
No.
No.
At least not for now. I just know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna buy it, I'm gonna play it for an hour, then I just won't play it at all, so. Why fucking why go through that? When I know that's exactly what's going to happen.
Let's see, PAX happened last weekend. PAX and GDC over the last 2 weeks, I guess. Before PAX, Harmonix announced Rock Band 4.
Woo!
I'm kind of excited.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of ready for like music games to come back. Like, I don't need them to be like they were a half decade ago where it was, like, 3 games a year.
No, just give me the one.
Put some time into it. Put a good one out. Like, I will buy the fucking instruments again and everything, fucking play with my girlfriend. Like, you know, it's been a long time since I played a music game. Like, for me, a really long time. Like, Guitar Hero 3 long, so.
Oh, so, like, 2007, 2008?
Yeah. I'm ready for it. Put together a good track list. I'll be happy.
I think they said they're launching this as a service, so you'll buy it.
There will be Rock Band 4, and that is it. Like, no more after that. So
it's part. There wasn't already a 4?
No, there was. Rock Band 3 was the last one. That was in 2010.
I heard that there's no keyboard support. How do you think about that?
The keyboard kind of... It was a pain in the ass. Like, it was really hard to play.
I like songs with keyboard, though. You know what I'm saying?
There will probably still be songs with keyboards.
I know.
You just won't play that piece.
Not the same, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. They didn't have a ton of support for it anyway. But the really cool thing, though, it seems like they're going to try and convert most of the DLC over, if not all of it, from previous rock bands.
Well, that should make you happy.
Yeah, it's like 700 songs, so that'll be nice.
You own 700 songs?
Yeah, I mean, some of those are disc dumps from Rock Band 1, whatever came over from that when I bought Rock Band 2, and then Rock Band 2, whatever transferred over, and Lego Rock Band, and AC/DC Rock Band, and Green Day Rock Band, like, all that stuff is in there. I hope that all transfers over. But, I have a bunch of, like, actual DLC songs, too, so that'll be nice when I have, like, people over to play Rock Band. I will have a already built-in...
That is pretty sweet.
...song set.
Right. And that's good. I mean, it's smart, you know? I mean, that's a huge bonus because I know people have spent a ton of money on Rock Band, so...
I have been seeing a bunch of people kind of lamenting the fact that they jumped from, like, 360 to PS4 I haven't seen a whole lot of people saying, like, I had everything on PS3 and jumped to Xbox One, but...
Oh, I see.
Like, because they're not... The transfer won't be cross-platform, so, like, if you had a library on Xbox 360, it'll transfer over to Xbox One, but...
That's why you own both systems.
Yeah, seriously. I would honestly, if I was in that loot, or if I was in that, like, kind of predicament, and I had, like, 700-800 songs.
I mean,
I'd buy a system for that. Yeah. I mean, like,
right?
Yeah.
And you spent more than that much on the songs alone. You might as well just
even if you got those songs when they were on sale for like 99 cents, that's exactly. Like $700-$800.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you might as well just buy the system. It's like $250 now if you just get like a base system at this point. It's like dirt cheap. It's ridiculous.
Make it your Rock Band machine.
Yeah, and that's it. That's your Rock Band machine. Exactly.
And they did say that, it'll probably be easier on Sony systems, but they are trying to work on allowing you to use your instruments, your old plastic instruments, on
the new
game. Which will be cool. Nice. So,
like, staring at a guitar right now, so, I mean...
I have plenty of stuff, but, like, I'll buy, like, a new set, but then, like, my old stuff, like, instead of buying... an extra guitar or whatever, I'll have it already and just be able to use it that way.
Right.
I don't know. I'm ready. I'm ready for both. I want Guitar Hero to go back to just being kind of a guitar-focused game and Rock Band to be that party game.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Oh, man. That just brings back great memories.
Earl, did you play a lot of Rock Band or...
Yes, I am happy for Rock Band. As long as I'm not buying it, I'm just going to go play with friends. I have drums and guitars that I don't know what to do with now. So I'm just like, somebody else can buy it, and I'll go over there.
Yeah, I guess it got to a point where, like, GameStop wouldn't even take them anymore. Like, you couldn't
I was there
in.
For that.
Like, they were like, nah, we don't want that shit. Like,
well, they took up too much space. It's
yeah, I can
like...
understand that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say you buy 100 copies of used Madden. Okay, you could easily put a disc somewhere in the back room, but like, dude, a fucking guitar, like,
right. You have 100 used guitars.
Yeah,
right.
That are like one, and then the other problem was like a lot of them were like broken in some way. You know what I mean?
Sure. Where I bet it's so easy to like pass that off and just
It comes back. Oh, the orange button doesn't work. Oh, fuck, you know. It was just a pain in the ass, and they're finally like, no. Which is like what I liked when I was still there, like right off the bat, they're like, we are not buying Skylanders. But now I've gone in there and they buy Skylanders. I was like, what the fuck, dude? That's a pain in the ass.
Fuck that. Dude, did you check like games and stuff whenever people brought them in?
Yeah, I checked I looked at the disc.
Like, did you check them out?
Huh?
You didn't test out the games?
Dude, if so, all right, imagine this. You are working at a store and it's busy and someone brings in like 50 games. Are you really sitting there?
Yeah, exactly.
50 fucking games? No.
I completely understand why you wouldn't. I was just worried that you actually had to do that for your fucking games.
No, you just. And like, it was really like, I was like the Nazi about it, where like, if I saw a scratch or something, I was like, oh, I'm charging you. And like, I would basically send it off to get repaired, like the disc. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people will take anything. Like, it could be scratched as shit, and they're like, okay.
Right.
And like, just sell it to somebody. It'll work. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Like,
it's like, dude,
do you have like, do you have upper management that says audits on like games and stuff? Like, how does that work? Like,
no, they could care less. Like, they, like, if they caught like me doing what I was doing, where I would like deny certain things, they'd be like, you don't do that. We need trade. You know, we need trade. You know, because trades in their mind leads to pre-owned sales. Like, that's what they want. So, you don't ever turn anything down. Fucking could be broke as shit. Yeah, sure.
Here's 25 cents. Enjoy your fucking order.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty scary.
No, I was, I mean,
that was things that happen on a daily basis. That's why I don't trade in anymore.
I trade in. Oh, yeah. And I'll buy used now, too, especially since, like, the format now is not like DVD, like it's all Blu-ray, so like odds are you buy a used game, it's not scratched or shit. But like, dude, go into GameStop and be like, I want to buy Gears of War 1. Like, look at the fucking back of that disc. Tell me what you
sure
think.
Sure, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, fucking horrible.
Let's see what else we got here. This one's, I mean, it's rather sad, actually. A cop was shot here in my own city at a GameStop. It was a shootout.
I think I heard about this.
Yeah, it made GameSpot and Polygon. They did stories on it.
What's he say? Your GameStop?
No.
God damn it.
No, this was in North Philly. It's just kind of like an inner city GameStop. I guess he had gone in just to like buy a game for his son and walked in on a robbery. And ended up being a shootout where like he ended up dead. But GameStop is setting up I guess they're kind of accepting donations or something for a fund to like help him, his family, and his kid. So that's a shitty downer story, though.
It's fucked up.
But yeah. But that happens. So
I'll throw this out there: GameStops get robbed all the time, and GameStop has like no sort of like, this is like the only thing they ever told you is don't be a hero.
Yeah,
which I mean, really can do, but like, I don't know, maybe
that's any retail job. Secure.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. It's not like you have shotguns or guns underneath your fucking cashier thing, anyways. What are you going to do? You know,
I mean, like, I don't know. I the reason that they, you know, they, I guess they asked these kids. I mean, they're probably a little older than kids. That were robbing this shop, though, they hit it because they thought it would be an easy take, like just jump in, hit the store, and get out. Like, who's going into a GameStop in the middle of the afternoon? I don't know. It's kind of scary.
The dumb thing, the weird thing is about that is like there's so many better stores to rip off. Like, GameStop does not have a lot of cash on hand, and most of it, like, they're real strict about you putting your cash in the safe, so it's a 10-minute delay before you get anything. So let's say you go in and you rob the registers. You're maybe walking out with $500.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, it's not worth risking your freedom for.
Right.
I mean, I guess it is.
I guess when, you know, when like robbers look at it, they're like, oh, this is like a small Best Buy or something. Where
like
it's
something
like,
easy. It looks like it's easy to hit, but like, for what reward? You know,
it was, Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, people that are going to do this, like, as Fozzy said, they kind of look at it as, like, they know that games cost $60, so
people I'd rather them cost $60 merchandise than the, I mean, you'd have to figure out how to unload, you know, 800 copies of Call of Duty or whatever, but, you know what I mean? Like, that's worth a lot more than whatever you're pulling out of the register.
You unloaded at 800 other GameStops.
Exactly. You know, just fucking sell that shit for cash.
All like cash. It's 25% less. All right, well, if I was going to fence it, it would be less. So, that's pretty shitty, but cool on GameStop for kind of like creating that fund. Another shitty story.
Keep them rolling, baby.
Yeah. HBO Go is being blocked by Comcast on PS4.
I thought this was like kind of a given. Didn't they do the same thing on PS3?
They did. Yeah, I don't have Comcast anymore. I did previously, and it was they only like had like two or three devices that they allowed HBO Go on. One was the 360, another was Samsung TVs or something like, and Samsung DVD players or Blu-ray players.
I don't feel like they should be allowed to do that, but I guess
I don't think they're supposed to be, but. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's Comcast.
It's a sign of too much power right there. It's like, exactly. It's like, dude, I'm paying to use this. You don't worry about what I'm fucking doing with it.
Well, I guess it's because it's tied to your cable subscription to access HBO Go.
Okay.
Like, so you have to have a subscription to HBO through your thing, and then they have to actually authorize its use.
You do? I thought the whole point of it was to not, like, to not worry about having HBO.
No, that's HBO Now, which is the, new streaming service.
Oh, God.
That's exclusive to Apple products.
Boy. No. You've been thinking the wrong thing this whole time. All right, Chris, what is the benefit? Is it, do they have an exclusive deal with Microsoft where they pay them? Or, like,
I bet Microsoft paid them to allow it on their systems, like, instead of the other way around.
Right. Well, okay, so, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, did Microsoft pay them? And Sony just refused, or did they do a contract where, like, okay, it's exclusive to Microsoft for now?
I don't know, because, like, I, for the longest time, I couldn't even get HBO Go on, like, I bought a Roku for my bedroom.
Sure.
And I couldn't get HBO Go on. It's an available app on the Roku, but it would not work on my Roku.
Interesting. Because it works for mine.
Like, but I believe it is available now, but when I bought my Roku, like, I went out specifically to, like, I want to be able to watch, like, you know, Game of Thrones or whatever in the bedroom without having to go to, like, on demand, and they only have certain things in on demand. So I, like, went out, Roku was like $89 to get an HD one. Put it in the bedroom, and then, like, very quickly found out that this was a waste of $90. It's not gonna do what I want.
Yeah, and honestly, like, the app for HBO on Comcast is kind of a hot mess and a joke. I was trying to watch Pacific Rim a couple weeks ago, and on HBO with just the Comcast, like, through my TV.
Right.
I had to, like, reposition the screen. I had to, like, tinker with it so much because. It was just HBO, like, the on-demand kind of sucks. Anytime you get done with the show, you would have to press back. You would have to scroll through everything. You would have to do all these hoops, like, that you'd have to jump through.
Their X1, like, platform, by the way, sucks my balls.
I'm sure it does. So, I mean, HBO Go is just infinitely better. So for them to just kind of, like, block that, I do feel bad for people that only have PlayStation.
Yeah. It sucks. It's really shitty. I don't believe they'll be able to block HBO Now because that is a service that you'll be signing up directly with. I guess you're signing up through Apple, but at some point you'll be able to sign up directly through HBO.
Yeah, I'm hoping that up out. Like, when I heard about that and Sling TV, that was kind of my dream. All I've ever wanted is ESPN, Food Network, and HBO. And I swear to God, like, everything else would just be a kind of a bonus there. Because those are, like, my only three channels I watch.
So, like, if I was not a hockey fan, I would totally just cut my cable out completely.
Yeah.
But Comcast has a monopoly on the Flyers, as they own them.
Like, oh. They
actually own the team. you can, like, I think it's like 76 or something of their games. They play like 82 a year are broadcast on Comcast Sportsnet. And you can't get that anywhere else except on...
Ooh, that's fucked.
Yeah, like Verizon does offer Comcast Sportsnet. Like, you have to pay into a higher tier, which I do.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. You have to, like, pay to get that certain... Like, there's no other way to watch it. They black it out if you buy the NHL package from, like, any of the other services. Like, Sony had one, like, where you could buy, like, the NHL streaming service. And if you, like, wanted to watch local games, they were blacked out. Like, everything else you could watch, but... Yes, like, it's... Fuck Comcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay, though. All that really matters is Game of Thrones is coming back soon.
It is.
It's the only thing that matters. Get it whatever way you
can. Oh, too.
I just finished the fifth book, too, so I'm completely caught up.
What was that, Earl?
I think it's Worldwide Aaron this time around, so everybody gets it at the same time instead of America getting it first and everybody else pirating it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just weird. So is it going, like...
That's a weird thing.
Yeah. Australia? Is it going to start like Australia time, or is it like United States time?
Well, I think
everyone is turning around us.
I think what they're going to do, not air at the same time, but like usually what happens is we get the show, it would probably finish airing, and then it would air somewhere else over the summer or something like that.
Oh, so right. It was like a really long delay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like they'll get it. Like we'll probably get it first, but then like they'll get it like the next day.
Oh, no, okay.
So, you know, I was thinking the same thing as you, Fozzie. I was like, so are they going to watch it at like 8 in the morning?
That's what I was thinking.
What the fuck, dude? I mean, I would do it if I had to.
Hell but... yeah. Good way to start your Monday.
Fozzie, right. You said you just finished the fifth book?
I did. Oh, my God.
I am like stalled like at like 60% of that book.
Okay. I'm not going to spoil anything.
I hope it gets better.
You know about the Roos people? Yet?
The Roos?
Yeah, you know, like, the ones that Tyrion's with at the moment?
Yes.
Roos? Okay. You know the secret about him?
Obviously,
I'm not going to say it, but if you know it, I am wondering.
Yes.
About the little one. Yes. The little Roos. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets good. So.
Yeah.
Power through that. I know. It's so difficult. Oh, my God. Like, it almost feels kind of impossible to finish those books sometimes. They are absolutely daunting.
Because, like, you like feel 1,100 pages. Because
even if you read, like, 40 pages, each book, no joke. Oh, I'm not even kidding.
Fuck all that. I don't get how they covered so much ground.
And honestly, the TV show does, like, such a perfect job of, like...
Condensing it all down to being, like, palatable for normal people.
That's just, what like, I don't...
It's just kind of annoying. It's like, I feel that George R. R. Martin, he's a great writer. He's so vivid. But it's almost, like, too vivid. Like, it's too, like, just... Like, he talks about food nonstop, and I understand, but there's only so many times you can talk about, like mead or...
He describes food, like, in detail and shit.
In detail, like, how they're eating it, like, what the taste is, or what the...
That's awesome. Like,
oh, my God. And it's just, like, it's so repetitive, and then... Sometimes you get the chapters of people you don't care about at that time, so you're like, oh, I don't want to read this chapter. I just want to skip through, but you can't. God.
I have not read any of the books, but...
It's a tough book. It is a tough read, but it's
based
worth
on the
it.
Shows,
like,
man, I could imagine he's really good. Like, just the dialogue in that show is just...
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's not word best. For word, but I mean, the show, like, does, like, a fantastic job of kind of writing on its own, and, a lot of it's not the same. A lot of people, like, they thought, like, the Tyrion trial, like, they actually did a better job with that on the TV show, and I tend to agree. So.
Oh, really? So, like, in the book, he doesn't do that whole speech
about he doesn't have that monologue. Like, he
doesn't say that about how he wished they all died? Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, he, like, it's very short. He might have said, like, that part, but, like, just, like, the way that Peter Dinklage, like, he does a really good job of kind of just making it.
That's one of my favorite scenes in the whole show. He's just like, I had poisoned you. I poisoned all you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they do a lot better job there. So, I mean, if you haven't read the books yet, I would not recommend starting. They're already, like, I see a ton of book five stuff already in the new season. So,
well, I had heard that they had essentially caught up to the books in many places.
The way the books are positioned is the timeline's all fucked up.
Right.
Like, it's not a, like, point A to point B. Like, months go on between some of these chapters, but then when you go to the next chapter for, like, Arya or Tyrion, like, he's still on, like, this boat doing the things that he was doing the last time, but months have progressed outside of, like, his story.
Yeah, maybe a different chapter.
Yeah.
Happen within the book, or does it happen, like, it's like one book would maybe be telling one storyline, and then maybe the next book would be like, all right, here's what's going on with the Lannisters, and like, I think
each chapter is dedicated to a certain character, and so chapter 5 is Tyrion, chapter 6 is Daenerys, chapter 7 is like Jon Snow. And it all bounces, like, around, but the timeline isn't always in sync with each other.
Hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah, exactly. And just to give you perspective, like, books 3 and 4 happen at the same exact time. He literally took half the characters from the series and put in book 3, and the other half are in book 4.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
No. That was book 4 and 5.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
no, I think it's 3 and 4.
At the end of 4, he goes, I know you didn't like a lot, like, I know, like, you know, blah, 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 something about, like, these aren't all the characters you know and love, they'll be in the next book. It's just the story that I was writing was so big,
maybe,
I had to split it into
two. Oh, you're right. It is book 4 and 5, my bad.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Book 4 is actually, like, 2,300 pages long.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that they've caught up in some parts of it, like, they've sped it up, but at the same time, they also, like, he hasn't covered all of book 3 yet. So, I mean,
right?
I heard they left you hanging on, like, the Tyrion trial. I was like, dude, that would piss me off so much, dude. Like, so much. Where, like, here's the next book about shit you don't care about at the wall. Like, I'd be like, dude.
Oh, yeah. Like, I hate the fact that, like, I've all caught up now, because there's 3 big battles happening, like, right at the end. So, like, seriously, it's really fucked up. it leaves you with, like, so much to look forward to in book 6. So,
hopefully,
book
6 will be out next year, so.
Yeah, I even heard sometime, like, late this year. But knowing him, it's probably going to be 2016. But still, I mean,
He is
like the ultimate fucking person when it comes to cliffhangers. So
he needs to wrap it up, though. Like, they need to, like,
he said it's 7, and he already knows, like, how it's going to wrap.
He said, dude, when he started off writing it, there was supposed to be a trilogy. So, like,
he did.
I think he knows, for
the show itself, he's kind of given his outline for what he expects to happen in the books. So if he is the croak. If he were to just, like, you know, not live past tomorrow, the show could continue on, so.
It could, but I don't want to see the show turn into The Walking Dead or Sons of Anarchy, where it's like, dude, tell me the end of the story already, you know what I mean? Like, just get to it. Like, I don't know if have you continued on in Sons of Anarchy, Chris?
I'm at the end of season, like, I finished season 6, but 7's not available yet.
6 as with Tara, right?
Yeah, Tara dies at the end.
Yeah. It's like, alright, don't get me wrong, that show is pretty good, but, like, don't you feel like, alright, season 3, let's cut that all together. Like, I don't know, like, tighten it up a little bit. Like, get to the fucking end of the story already. Like, I'm gonna die eventually. Get to the end of the story.
That's the thing for everything. Get to the end of the story. All right, let's get back to actual.
No, I'll keep ranting. I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, let's cover a couple more things before
we fine. Get
this. Titanfall DLC is currently free on everything. So
I like that.
All the Titanfall DLC, Jeff, go get it right now.
Is it like a limited time thingy?
Even if it isn't, I would buy it. I'd get it now anyhow.
Yeah, I would.
I've not played that game.
Well, just go to the Xbox One store. Go to Titanfall. Go to the extra stuff and just like hit download and suck it up. Like just get it, and then it's there. You have all the maps. I think that's really cool of them. Like, game's been out a year. Hey, here's everything.
Yeah, they used to do that with the Xbox 360, but they stopped because Gears of War DLC used to go free.
Yeah, eventually, yeah. I think that's a great way to, like, one, get people reinterested in playing your game on the system, and two, kind of unify your player base. It's like.
Did they have a lot of paid DLC? Because I didn't. Wasn't some of it free to begin with?
There were free updates.
Yeah, they have three sets of map packs, I believe.
Yeah. There's like 9 additional maps. Not 9 or 12, something like that.
And doesn't one of them come in an extra Titan? Whatever you call it, I guess Titan.
I don't know. Was there? There wasn't a fourth model Titan.
Oh.
Whew. Chris, I got a rival challenge from you.
No, you probably easily beat me.
I have to shave 2 seconds off almost, so.
But I don't know. I think that's pretty cool. And Titanfall 2 was announced as well, so.
Yeah,
kind of already knew that was coming, though.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of said, and they already said this before, too, but it was for, like, PS4 and PC.
It'll be for everything, yeah.
Wii U, of course.
Well, everything except Wii U. probably won't be Xbox 360 or PS3 the next time around either. So.
Yeah, that's why I assume they did a PS4.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What else we got here? Batman is going to receive an M rating or did receive an M rating.
That's interesting.
Yay. I'm a fan of Batman. Like, I don't know what the M rating adds to Batman, though.
I don't, you know what, I think it might be not that they did anything, like, way different than the other games. It might have just been, like, the fucking ratings board just, this is too violent, like, because the other games were pretty violent, dude, you know what I mean? Like, pretty brutal fights in it, like.
No, well, yeah, but.
You know what I mean? Did you think they really, like, pushed it and said, we're going for an M rating, or just, like, got that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think some of it came out that, one, I guess there's a scene where he or another character may torture somebody with, like, the tires of a car. And I believe the other one was gun violence, so it might be that there's a second playable character for a short period of time.
Okay. Huh. I don't know. Do you guys care, though? It's like,
I mean, I always like when a game takes on mature rating, but I felt that the game already did pretty good job, like, as a teen rating. So it just doesn't make sense. Like I've always wanted to see, for example, a mature Zelda. You know? Like, that's just been, like, something.
But do you need it to be rated mature? Or, like,
I just need to be darker.
If they got away with a bunch of shit. Like, some of the Zelda games do get away with shit, and they're still, like, rated E.
Right. Right, yeah, exactly. But, I mean, I just want, like, kind of one where, like, just a completely different take on the whole franchise.
And no, I'm with you.
Might have,
awesome,
like, it might have just, like, a different, like, rating to it. But, I mean, if they're just going to add blood or something like that, I just feel like it's kind of weird when the teen rating was already working for them. I mean, it was already pretty dark, so.
I think it's cool, though, that they're not going, okay, we're going
to. Oh, for sure. Like,
I mean, they're gonna alter the game to make it a teen rating. Like, I think it's cool. They're just like, all right, it's a rated M. Then fuck you guys.
And that's
a
triple A title and at a mature rating. That's not a first person shooter. I mean, how many of those do you honestly have nowadays? Not that many. So,
aren't most triple A titles M rated nowadays?
Are they?
I assume stuff like Bloodborne's going to be M rated. That's not a first person. I assume the artist M rated. Gears of War.
I guess, yeah. Well, yeah. Like
Dishonored.
Gears of War.
Right, that's first person. From the other viewpoint, I'm not interested in an M-rated Batman, partially because of where he comes from in the comics. Whenever they do that, it's usually that Frank Miller stuff which gets on my nerves, where they make him that really gruff and angry owner type character, and I really hate that portrayal of the character.
Fair enough. I don't know, I don't dislike that version of it, but I don't really care M-rated, not M-rated. Whatever. Yay.
Not buying it either way. Fuck them.
Why?
No, I probably will. I probably will, yeah. Just because it's like nothing else out right that moment.
I have
not bought anyone since the first one. Or no, I'm sorry, I bought Arkham City. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of Arkham City either. Arkham Origins. Was it Arkham Origins? I was not huge into that one either. But
wait, what was I going to say? What is Arkham coming out? Does that come out 2015?
June.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, like right around E3, I think.
Smart, you know. Fuck it. Now in June, what else is there?
More
games?
No, there's fourth nothing game coming out. Ow.
I mean, there's nothing like that doing? Coming out.
What are you doing? You're going to smash everything. What are you doing?
What is going on?
My girlfriend just, sat on me and all of my belongings. And my controller and everything.
That's a lot of things to sit on that one.
Yeah.
I got a big fat
ass.
Hey! Let's see.
Jeff is fucking a monster.
Whoa.
Okay.
They would believe you on that, so.
They've seen pictures of me.
Okay.
PlayStation released their first TV show, I guess. It's not really their first TV show. They've done TV stuff in the past. Like, what was it, that game tester or whatever?
That was the worst.
But, Powers, which is, I guess, their first scripted show, is out. Did anybody watch it besides me? I think Earl watched the first episode.
Yes, the first episode is up on YouTube as well if you don't want to go through PlayStation Network. And I'm assuming this is going to be the ass show.
Oh, it's so bad. It's really, really... It's so cheap. Like, it's like they had, like, a $20 budget for the show. And we're like, let's... I don't know what we're going to spend it on. Here's some French fries. It's really bad.
Yeah, kind of tying back into a conversation from the start of the show, this is one of the reasons I'm not looking this forward to Sony's VR, is Sony does not follow through with any of their experiments. Like, their Powers thing took up this huge presentation at their E3 last year.
Yeah.
And then they had no marketing for its release this week. Like, nobody knew it was coming out.
Well, I think somebody actually watched it at Sony and were like, we can't promote this shit. That's kind of how I feel about Powers, actually. It's a shame. I am a fan of the source material, and it's like when you compare it to other comic book TV shows, or even comic book TV shows are probably a closer comparison than Netflix and Amazon originals, but it doesn't match up with either of them.
Yeah, it doesn't have the star power or the acting of a Netflix show is. And it somehow doesn't have the budget of a CW show.
Right. I've watched, CW at least, they make it kind of believable that, you know, we have money to actually make a television show. It's sometimes it's a little corny, like, but whatever. I can deal with corny. I can't really deal with the cheapness that Powers has.
The opening and fight, that CG, that I wouldn't even call that CG in for the 90s. It's literally like they just took some figures and threw them in the backdrop to fight.
Right.
And I swear to that scene, spoilers, I guess, when they jump off the building, it looks like they're on a giant green screen the entire time. It was just so distracting.
It's like when they're in the car, it's like out of a bad like 80s cop show where it's like they don't even make an effort to kind of pretend that they're driving a real car. It's obviously like the car body, and then they superimpose like the visual effects of them driving behind it. Like everything seems like it was shot on a lot. Like it's
yeah. And the thing that drives me nuts about it is that Sony has a television brand, a very well regarded television
like,
brand.
On top of the Powers like banner or whatever that they have on PSN, it's like from the studio that brought you Breaking Bad. And I'm like, this is... If people go in there expecting Breaking Bad's quality, whew... This is not on that level.
Yeah, I don't get it, but yeah, based on the quality and I guess the limited reception that people have given it, I can't see the show doing well. They also I think it's the first streaming show that actually has a schedule. It comes out every Tuesday instead of dumping everything all at once.
Amazon tried that originally when they started their streaming stuff. Like, what was it, Alpha House, and there was something else where they were releasing them, like, once a week. So they kind of tried to do that before as well. I don't think I'm going to go back for round two of Powers, though. Like, I will not be watching episode four. I watched the first three, and...
I think you can get away with it if it's a quality show where people want to tune in. But, yeah, it's like they give you the first one for free, and that's like... Yeah, if this isn't that great, I'm not going to check out the other two. I'm damn sure not going to wait a month and a half to find out how it ends.
No. It's a weird thing.
What?
Powers, Jeff. Don't watch it. It's bad.
Yeah, don't watch it.
Can I say real quick that fucking Better Call Saul is like actually turning out to be awesome?
I hear good things about it.
Spoilers. News. There's some news for you.
If you guys haven't seen Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, that's really good too. Tina Fey is just like such a really good writer.
I saw you. What is that? Is that like a show?
It's on Netflix. It's like the new Netflix original show, and it's about a girl who was in a bunker for 15 years because a reverend kept her there because they thought the apocalypse had happened. So. Okay. Pretty much, she hasn't been out in the wild for that whole time, so she's kind of new to everything. But it has the girl from The Office.
She's like the main...
Yeah, she's the main person, and... Oh, dude, it's hilarious. Like, even 5 minutes in, I think you'd really like it. You'd be, like, totally hooked on it.
Sweet. I heard New House Cards was not the best.
I
heard it's kind of like, some people, just, like, loved it. Slow.
Yeah.
You watched it? I watched the first episode. I thought it was fine. I thought it was House Cards.
Yeah, I'm about five episodes in. But I kind of it just didn't grip me because I don't want to spoil too many things here. But like he has like nowhere to go at this point. Like, but he's already at the top. So.
I don't
the other ones, he was a governor. He was like a governor or something. So like
he's the president now, right?
He's the president.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really a spoiler. I mean, even, like, they have it on trailers.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't watched any of House of Cards, and I knew that he was the president, so...
Well, it was season one was him, like...
He was a governor. In season two, he was the vice president.
Yeah, okay, but the first two seasons followed a very specific format, where it was, like, he has a secret evil plan to become the vice president. He has a secret evil plan to become the president.
Right.
well, where do you go from the president? And I heard that, like, the new season is more just kind of regular political drama where he's trying to do things in office instead of, like, murdering motherfuckers and doing whatever the fuck, like, kind of evil shit they are doing.
Yeah,
I'm fine with I'm fine with more regular political show out of it, though. Like, I like the characters and stuff enough that, like, I'd be down for that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the writing's still great, and I think that there are going to be people that are going to appreciate the show still. I still like it. I don't think, like, it had the same grasp on me where, like I honestly, I just kind of got bored after, like, the fourth episode, but I guess I wouldn't say bored, just more like I didn't feel the need to keep watching it. Like, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, I watched that whole season on one fucking day. And I had work that day, too, so, like, literally.
Got off work and we're like...
Yeah, like, that's sucked in. Good. So, I mean, Netflix is kind of killing it, though, right now. I mean...
They have some great programming.
It's smart that they're kind of getting into this original programming, and most of their shows have been pretty, like, just, you know...
Even Orange is the New Black. Like, I didn't get, like, too into that, but, like, it's not bad at all. It's, like, as good as most shows, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely...
Powers is not as good as most shows.
Oh, there you go. Stay away from Powers.
Yeah.
Real quick, Chris, did you see the new fucking Better Call Saul?
I did not see Sunday's episode.
Oh,
Monday's episode.
Dude, yeah. It's the story of Mike.
Oh, I mean, awesome. I know kind of some of the stuff that happens, but
we won't
spoil that here.
That motherfucker should be up for an Emmy. Like, if he wasn't already for fucking Breaking Bad, like, he's earned it here. It's fucking great.
Let's touch on two more things before we hang it up here. Evolve, I guess, they're saying that they had a successful launch, but they did not move a ton of units. It looks like maybe about 300,000 units in the first month. I don't know. Did anybody play Evolve? Was anybody getting Evolve?
I played like 2 hours of it. It was not great.
What did you say about Evolve? What happened?
Take-Two said that they had a successful launch, but their I guess the sales were kind of soft, about 300,000 units. So not a huge giant hit.
They shouldn't have been expecting anything too crazy with that, honestly. I don't know.
Well, everybody's made it even off of some crazy expectations these past 10 years.
Right.
That's because we're looking for a game that will actually, like, surprise us, you know? That's the problem is none of these new IPs are doing it. So you're stuck with sequels, which always get way too hyped up, or you get stuck with new IPs, which don't deliver. So kind of a depressing state of mind that we live in now.
I don't know. I just remember, yeah, last gen, like, BioShock came out, and I was, like, blown away. You know what I mean? That was fairly early on in the life cycle.
It was, like, yeah. It was, like, within 2 years. And here's the thing is I think I see the difference is that the graphics, every generation don't see a huge leap every year. So, I mean, obviously that's an issue. But, I mean, this generation so far will be – think about every generation is known for something. Last generation, it was like the birth of like the online popularity. I mean, there was still online before that, but it became a staple. This generation is remastering. It's playing old games new, and that's really sad. Like, what is this generation going to leave behind as its legacy?
And it's like,
remastering, that's like the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I think you're kind of right. And like, the thing is, like, even like last generation had like these big standout games, like a lot
Mass
of them.
Effect, Mass Gears Effect, Gears of War, Mass Uncharted. I mean, there's so many franchises that were born. Like, last generation is probably now one of my favorite ones besides like the N64, PS1 era. So
it's very decent delivered. This generation is not delivering yet. It's like, yeah, you're getting good games, but it's like, What have I played that's
it's, yeah, it, exactly. Not, it's all like everything's decent. Everything's yeah, it's good, but there is no Gears of War or even Oblivion was just phenomenal. Like just that open world, like you've never seen that before in a game, and
that's the thing. I've not yet had that moment on these systems.
Well, so like, I'm hoping that we will.
Dude, this is something completely like, oh my god, what the fuck? Oh my god, like you know.
Yeah, nothing. I'm hoping The Witcher does that, but even I'm skeptical of that too. So, let's see.
I think the biggest problem is that last generation, because of so many standout games, you ended up with a ton more franchises that have just become annualized, and it's really hard for anything to break through that. And everybody wants to chase that pie because we went from games that used to sell 2 or 3 million being really well to now where you can get 15, 20 and everybody wants to get up to that level. And you can't do that by making these tiny games that are kind of neat and novel for people. You have to get them bigger and, you know, better. They have to be multiplayer centric. They need to have some type of online component. They
you
need
can,
to.
Though. You can look at Minecraft. Like, shit, it can happen. It's just.
It can happen, but nobody wants to try. Minecraft was a dude messing around with a game. That is an experiment.
That's like, over the world.
AAA developers don't want that. They want something that's quantifiable to say, like, okay, you know, it has. Yeah, like, you go through a checklist.
If Activision or Ubisoft, like if they're like, hey, we're gonna make a game, like they're gonna be like, here's X amount of dollars, we want, you know, Y amount back, whereas like. Minecraft's like a fluke, like.
Yeah, I know. It's just, and even like look at Ubisoft, like the new IP they try, like Watch Dogs. It kind of is like just copying other shit they've done.
Yeah, like, well, I think the best was like, what was it, The Crew? That was the driving game from last year, right? That Ubisoft did. It follows like the cookie cutter template that. They have for their open world games. Like, there are even radio towers and stuff that you have to liberate in The Crew. Like
that's what I wonder is how you do that in that game. Do you, like, drive up the towers or, like, what the fuck do you. Whatever.
It's, like, they're just, like, we know that this delivers, so we're going to do it.
Although, to be honest, like, that's the best thing about the Ubisoft games is going up the fucking towers, dude. Like, that's the best part of Far Cry is navigating your way up that thing. It's like a little puzzle.
It's still my favorite part of Assassin's Creed is the synchronization points, so.
Yeah.
I got one other thing here. Battlefield Hardline comes out next week.
Have you played it?
I have not. I downloaded it though because I have EA access, and there's a 10-hour demo or trial.
Is this 10-hour total or?
It's a 10-hour total. Like I mean, they did a 6-hour one for Dragon Age. It was like 6 hours. You could play the first 6 hours of the game. Or
10 hours is a. 10 hours. Good chunk of change.
I'm kind of hoping 10 hours might be enough to get through the single player.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I've spent $60 on games I didn't put fucking 10 hours into.
Right. Well, I mean, like Battlefield 3 and 4, you could finish both of those games within 10 hours together.
Does Hardline have a single player campaign?
Yeah, it's okay. It's evidently like it's set up like a cop show, so they're set up in episodes. So I'm kind of interested in seeing that. I don't really care about the multiplayer. That seems a little Battlefield 4 with a skin over it, like a cops and robbers skin over it. But
I like cops and robbers. Like I wish there was just a better way. Like, I feel like Payday was so close to being a great one. Like, I want a cops and robbers game where, like, you have to plan everything carefully and like, you have, like, a few minutes before you actually do the heist with your teammates and you have a map or something. And I don't know. I feel like there could be a great cops and even, like, on the Wii U, like, use the gamepad as, like, your map and then you can, like, point at stuff or you can write on it. It's another Wii U idea there that's just sitting. You know, just waiting for them, but
I like everything you just said. I like all of it.
Right? Like, just like okay, so you spend a few minutes beforehand to map everything, and Payday kind of has that where you can do that, but I want that plus like a getaway. So someone's like the getaway driver, or and so yeah, Hardline seems pretty neat, but I feel like that plus Payday would be a great game. You know,
they should seriously come out with a game though called Cops and Robbers. That would be awesome,
right? I mean, who didn't play that as a kid?
Yeah, and even this this Cops and Robbers
one was good. Yeah. What was it? Burnout, Hot Pursuit. Yeah, those games are great too.
Jeff, get on making Cops and Robbers.
Fozzie just fucking explained the whole thing right there, man.
All right. Yeah, we just need to find a programmer. Good.
Jeff, you'll be happy to know that The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask was the number one selling game for February.
Good. Should have got that the first time around when it came out.
Well, people would track MPDs back then. I mean, I think it was a Warzone 3D Zelda game, but
still, I want to say it was, yeah. The funny thing about that game is, it's a funny story, is like, I did not know it was coming out. Like, I guess was not, like, subscribed to any magazine at the time. Maybe I wasn't checking out on IGN that much. But, like, it showed up in the mail when I was living in a dorm in college. Like, my mom sent it to me. And I was like, can you imagine getting a new Zelda game and not knowing it even existed? I was like, oh my god, dude.
That would have been a treat.
Yes, it was. It, like, blew my mind. And it was, like, a very good Zelda game, you know? Like, I was like, holy shit. Like, I like it. I liked it right away more than Ocarina.
All right. Yeah, there's nothing else really outstanding on that the MPD list, so...
I have a piece of news.
Yeah?
Microsoft was trying to get Conker made, like a new Conker.
Oh, are
you guys catch that story?
No,
yeah.
I did not.
Yeah. Dead to
Insomniac, they tried to tap Insomniac for it, and Insomniac turned it down.
They would have been a good pick to actually do
That's
it.
That's what I thought, too. I forgot who said to me that...
Well, why do they just continue to just shit on it? Why?
What?
Why do I need to know this? It's like, why would you even tell us this?
It's a good sign because they want to make it. And the reason Insomniac turned it down is because Microsoft wanted it out by this fall. And Insomniac said, no, that's not enough time to make a good game.
I like the fact that they have, like, you know, the understanding to be like, hey, okay, we can't make that.
Yeah, that's very cool of them, but also leads me to believe that we could get, like, a really shitty Conker game this
fall. Yeah. No, don't say that.
But regardless,
I mean, that would be the worst thing. Like, it would be the worst thing to have a half-ass... I would rather not have a half-ass Conker game than a Conker game.
Really? Because I think I would, like, at this point, after years
no.
of...
No.
Give me a fucking...
Cafe, that's like...
You would buy it and then just complain about it.
Like, exactly, that's like, fine, like, remember
back,
when...
back in the conversation, like, outside
remember
of...
Remember when Dumb and Dumber came out? Second one, it was the worst.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Should have left that as it is.
I have not seen it yet. I will
there was the other one.
No, I'm talking about Dumb and Dumber, or whichever one it is.
The one that didn't star Jim Carrey and that weird one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I know what you guys are talking about.
You know, sometimes things should be just left as they are, you know? Leave that memory behind.
Right. So you have repositioned who you don't want another Conker game.
No, that's not true. I want one if it's made right. But if it's
Insomniac was saying.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, if they just want to rush it out and give them a six-month window to make this game, I don't want that.
Well, maybe they'll reconsider and Insomniac will do it at some
point. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, there's hope. There's, like, real, like...
I suppose. I mean, I don't know, like...
Aid, that means, like... And, like, they were that urgent about it. Like, that means, like, they think this is something they've been sitting on for too long.
I think that, yeah, they need to start looking at, like, hey, what... They have all these IPs. I mean, think about all these games that they could be. It's just... I don't understand. Like, there's got to be someone in a meeting, like, being like, hey, we have Banjo-Kazooie, we have Conker, you know, I mean, like, we have these ideas. There's got to be someone that's saying no to these.
You will see some of that E3. Like, you'll see new Banjo at E3 and stuff like that. But, like, yeah, that seems kind of like a no-brainer. Like, yeah, you're not going to Call of Duty sales, but, like, just diversify your library.
Well, I think, yeah, I think that's the problem, though. It's like, what 3D platformer does well outside of Mario?
Not none of them, but, like...
Well, Jeff, the businessman.
That's not very true. I mean, Banjo did well.
Really?
Not nuts and bolts. And the last one would have been on the N64, which was the era of platformers doing well. Like, Sony doesn't do Ratchet and Clank anymore. They don't do Jax. They don't really do Sly Cooper. Sly Cooper came out with...
Even they did Sly Cooper, and it just...
And that bombed.
Right.
Sony does still do Ratchet. Like, the last Ratchet game was only 2 years ago.
Wait. I thought they did a bunch of those weird spin-off stuff in between that.
They did. They did
all for one.
They did all for one, which was the weird four-player one, and then they did the strategy game. But then they did Into the Nexus, which was like the $30 actual Ratchet game. Like, that was the last one that came out right before the PS4 came out.
Probably why I never heard of it.
It's really good.
Is it a full-size game?
It's
like $20?
It's like a six-hour game instead of like the normal like 10 to 12 hours that a Ratchet game takes.
All
right. It was $30 too, so it was.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
But I mean, there are exceptions. Sky Endless does really well, and Disney Infinity, which is kind of a platformer, I guess, but those also have that huge toy component as well. So Disney make their money. There go games do really well, and those are pretty much kind of platformers as well, but they have a ton of branded IPs.
Yeah.
I still think if you put out a good Conker game, it will do well, but like, M-rated with enough marketing, like, the thing that blows my mind about the first one, the marketing was great on that. I remember those commercials from when I was a kid, and the game did not sell.
I feel like Microsoft doesn't know how to market those games to the audience they've cultivated over the past 15 years.
Well, right. Like, they've cultivated the Call of Duty Halo bro gamer.
Like, but even those kids had to play some platformers on PlayStation 1.
Right, exactly.
I think what Earl's saying, though, is that they know how to market to that crowd. How do you market that game? How do you market Conker and Banjo to Call of Duty Halo?
Well, Conker's online is a shooter, and it's a really good third-person shooter. So
yeah, but you're gonna have to get past the hope. The entire problem is going to be the aesthetic, which a lot of people are just going to dismiss.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna be like, "Oh, that's kiddie. I don't want to play that shit."
Except if he's like, if it's rated M, and in the commercials he's like blowing people's heads off and fucking, they're bleeping it out, like. Dude, you can market that shit easy, man.
But then the original Conker didn't do that well.
It didn't, and it did have, like I said, it had good marketing. But
and I'm kind of curious. Does anybody know how well Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare did? Because that would have been a similar situation.
Did okay. I think they. I mean, like, okay, comparative to like what the install base was at the time. Like, I mean, you're talking. What, 500,000, I guess, they sold of that? Something around
there.
That's
pretty good.
I'm sure it's a good game. I do want to try it out myself, but it was, I mean, that's kind of like that kind of, not, it's not kid, it has a very unique aesthetic, which is kind of between being, you know, pretty Disney and being a Call of Duty. But that was out on what, the 360, the Xbox One, the PS3, the PS4, and I don't necessarily think it's a huge seller.
Let's see. It's actually sold better on PS3 than it did on PS4. let's see. On I mean, I'm using VG Charts, which isn't the best source here, but
it's a source for now.
Yeah, it looks like it sold, you know.
2 million.
Yeah.
That's not great for, what, five devices, and it's been out a year?
And also, Plants vs. Zombies in general has a huge fan base.
Right.
Like, everyone's played that game, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, I mean, granted, quality is quality, but the last two Sonic games have done poorly. So...
Yeah, but that's... I mean, that's bound to happen at this point.
Oh, yeah, it's bad games, but Sonic is also probably the number two or three brand in platformers.
Right, like, people know... At this point, like, everybody knows Sonic. Not that, people don't know Conker, but... Like, my son knows who Sonic is. He's never heard of Conker or Banjo.
Yeah.
Like, it just hasn't been in his time frame, so... Like, they're selling to you, Jeff, like, with Conker and Banjo. And to Fozzie. And...
I think this year you'll see a Banjo game. It might be from Rare. And I think Conker is coming. I don't know who will do it. I would like to see Insomniac do it, honestly. I think that would be awesome. But
I think let Insomniac do it how they want to do it. And, like,
yeah.
don't push it out this year.
But, like, I forgot who the hell said to me, like, oh, that's a terrible idea. I was like, really? Insomniac and, doing Conker would be awesome, dude. Like,
and
good and writing staff, etc.
Seriously.
Sell it at $40 like you did Scream Ride.
That would be great.
I just, like, I think that they need to kind of look at the success that Nintendo's had. And I think that there is a place for a Banjo or Banjo
yeah.
where, like, Ratchet and Clank has been continuous. Like, we don't really have time to forget about it because it's kind of always been there. Banjo is, like, it's a big deal. Like, if you were to have a new one, that's something, especially now, where, like, the market's just so dead. That could revive it a little bit. And I think it would do a lot better. I think,
go play Nuts and Bolts. It's just like Banjo. Don't worry.
You know what? I actually hear Nuts and Bolts is decent, but...
It's not bad.
It's not like Banjo. Though.
It's basically
funny,
like,
yeah
I don't know, dude. It's just gonna make you want to play a game like that more,
right? I was watching the Giant Bomb people, and Dan Reichert was talking. He's like, "Yeah, I thought Banjo Nuts and Bolts is pretty good." And everyone's like, "Oh yeah, totally." And I was like, "Oh my god, this is like the first time it's happened because
it is good.
It is universally hated, but I think it's just because it's not Banjo." You know?
Yeah.
Which is funny because Zelda Hyrule Warriors is not Zelda, but maybe because Nuts and Bolts was going to be a Banjo game, and then they signed up.
Yeah, partially.
I think also the major difference with that is Nintendo didn't advertise it as a Zelda game, and you got Wind Waker and A Link Between Worlds the year before, and you got Majora's Mask this year. And you get the Wii U. So it's like, you still get Zelda. This is just like a bonus. It's not like, oh, we got Banjo.
Sure.
And then
that's true. Yeah, could you imagine if, like, there was 5 years in between a Zelda game and you got a fucking kart racer or, like, Hyrule Warriors?
Right.
Like, people would be up in arms with that.
Imagine if you had gotten, like an actual Banjo game.
Right.
And then they did Nuts and Bolts. And then it followed it up with, like, a Conker game. Like, I bet Nuts and Bolts would have been better received.
Oh yeah, I think it would have been well received. And from what I hear, it's a decent game, but yeah, I mean, I can see kind of both points being made, whereas yeah, if there was a Mario game that came out and it wasn't platforming Mario, I'd be pretty pissed off.
I mean that's Mario Kart, that's Mario Party, that's
right.
Mario
right.
versus Donkey Kong.
But yeah.
That we just get like 15 different Mario platformers.
But, sure, yeah. I guess even the platformer at that point is not like their true thing. So,
well,
I guess
and Nintendo, yeah. like, I mean, we get like 3 or 4 Mario games a year. Like,
sure.
Nintendo has kept that, like, what is, I think there's over 200 Mario games out there, like, where he is prominently featured. Yeah.
Like, that was a bad example, but like a Metroid or like a Zelda.
Yeah, I think that's
a
better example where you something right. Nintendo in where like that's the last appearance of the Metroid franchise
yeah,
or F-Zero,
like,
where people are upset with that because that's all we've gotten from those franchises.
Exactly.
But I think Microsoft and to a certain extent Sony's problem, and this is the problem Nintendo is suffering with the Wii U, is that how did a family audience, the audience who would buy these types of games, have moved on to mobile? Because it's much cheaper for you to give your kid a cell phone or a tablet and have them play Angry Birds or Sonic Runner or Candy Crush
or,
instead of trying
or whatever the free game of the day is. Like,
yeah,
right. Yep. That's what my son does. Like, he has a Kindle. He downloads the free game of the day, and then he's on to something else the next day. And then, like, in between, like, if he gets bored of that game, he plays Minecraft on it.
That's, like, dude, honestly, I feel like mobile games and shit like that have kind of cheapened gaming altogether. Like,
oh, it has. But, I mean, we're in a generation now, and I think this is something that coined on A4Pay is, like, it's the good enough game now. Like, it doesn't have to be a great game, but it's something that's good enough for your kid.
Sure. I think what would be smart for Nintendo to do is maybe market, because no matter who you are, I don't care who, I don't care if you're fucking like a superstar or like actor, everyone has played Mario. Like when they were younger, you always played Mario, and I think that, as you know, as much as they hark back to like the Mario, like how they keep going off that Mario thing, they should kind of like feature ads for that reminisce on that and something you can pass down to your kid, because everyone had that experience.
That would be a great commercial. That'd be a great ad.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's one of those weird things that everybody always accuses them of that. But Nintendo's actually really terrible at selling nostalgia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They just make the game, but they don't know how to sell it. Like, right now, it's just like, he's like, rich white people just in their room bouncing around. It doesn't invoke anything. Like, they should just have, like, a personal moment where a dad and a kid is sitting next to each other playing a Mario game, and maybe that can, like, you know, again, bring back childhood memories, or like just have like two kids play next to each other. You don't need to make this like high production thing. You just need to make it fucking real. Like,
you're hired.
Okay. Thank you.
When I started at agency, you're hired. That's like that's what they should be doing. That's the fucking That is a good commercial, you know.
Right. It's like, and I think that they don't know how to connect on a personal level anymore. They're just like, oh, put this out, or we'll put out amiibos, but like, just cater to that demographic again. They're there. It's just, you're not doing it right. God damn it, people. It pisses me off.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's not. Like, people will go away from mobile games if they can, like, have a connection. Because, I mean, again, mobile games are very personal. You don't have that connection with your kid when they're playing and
Yeah, but
else.
I mean, the problem, I mean, even if you did that, the problem is still, like, you probably have a smartphone in your house, you probably have a tablet in your house, you don't have to buy a $250, $300 system to get this memory. This is one of the reasons.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Swipe at the screen, have fun, kid.
It will never be the same with smartphones. That's absolutely true. But you could at least try and pull in some more people by hopefully they're smart enough to see that, hey, maybe this is a good idea. Maybe this is a way to connect with my child that I haven't connected with him before.
What's probably going to happen is somebody's going to find a Super Nintendo or NES emulator for their smartphone and download ROMs of those games so they can play it on the touch.
Damn it, Earl. This is the problem. I try to pitch it to you, and then you have against it.
It could work, but I'm saying the reality of the situation is that it's just so much more convenient for people to pay on their smartphones.
Absolutely. It's not, absolutely.
And they don't care. It's
I agree, but
parents, it's junk food. It's not like this cultural, educational, whatever type thing. It's junk food. So,
that's bad. Like, you know, I mean,
even back in the day, that's what pissed me off when I was at GameStop. You get these parents that come in. And they have an old Game Boy Advance, and they'd be like, what's a good game for it? You'd be like, Mario. And they'd see it's $30, and they'd be like, no, fuck that. And they would buy, like, fucking 10 licensed games for their kids. They'd be like, Barbie, SpongeBob, this and that. So they spend the $30 on all these games that their kids are going to be like, this is awful. And they just, like, return them the next day. That pissed me off so much. Anyways, that's a little side rant.
It's rants all around. I'm giving Nintendo so many great ideas here. They should be listening. God damn it. Make that Cops and Robber game.
That also.
And make a Pokemon Snap while you're at it. Tired of this shit.
But see, that's a different... I don't get that one at all. That seems like the perfect game.
No one gets
use
it.
The game pad. No, I mean, that seems like a perfect game to use a game pad on. And you can probably... You don't even have to make it a graphical showcase. You can make it an eShop title.
Dude, I was thinking they could make it augmented reality levels where you, like, hold up the GameCat and look around your fucking house or whatever. And,
oh,
like, shit pops out.
There's so many different mini-games you can do. Like, fucking well, Nintendo. I don't know what they're doing. They're just rolling around their amiibo cache.
I was going to say the problem with that is the Wii doesn't have an outward camera.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you're right. Fucked up.
Oh,
Epic.
Damn it.
Well, it doesn't matter. We can still live in the world where we're still looking around with our gamepad. Like,
you can still have it where you look around your room and shit pops up behind you and you take a picture. You know,
so like dumb. Could you imagine just doing like selfies all day?
Selfies and a little Pokemon pops
out. Yeah, exactly. Out like it just it smiles right next to you.
Yeah. Dude,
honestly, like that would be amazing. Like, why don't you make an app where like people can just find like a Mario or like a Pikachu right behind them while you do a selfie, and it's all
I feel like they do something like that on the,
or whatever.
I feel like they do something like that on the 3DS.
Or you could turn the gamepad around, face it out, like right face the camera out, and then on your TV it displays what you're recording, and that's when the Pokemons come out. Dude, like if you it's possible.
It is
dare to dream with me.
Wouldn't that be funny if they actually were a way where you would look at the back of the controller for a game for once? Like, who's ever thought of that about that? That's innovative.
Exactly. You point it
innovation.
Out. You point it towards
crazy.
The
oh, look. Seriously, how many buttons do you need for a camera? You need a zoom and a click. See four buttons back here. You face it the other way, and then you look around your room while you're doing it.
You see the Pokemon.
I'm holding the gamepad right now. It's completely doable. That's all I'm saying. Nintendo, get your fucking shit together. There's people you probably pay six figures to figure this shit out.
Anyway, so, Jeff, I saw you put out a call for questions. Did you get any in?
Not really. I got some from... Hold on.
You got one from Don, right?
I got from Don, yeah. And then I got
Mr. Too Fresh.
Yeah, I just got. Yeah, I should have fucking texted him.
Ask Don's question because I have an answer to it. So.
Is anyone on the show into Crossroad?
Crossy Road.
Crossy yeah. Road.
Yes. Okay. All right. And he said I gave it a while, and based on the hype, was very underwhelmed.
He likes Ollie Ollie, so I don't know.
Exactly. Fuck that game. Game is awful, dude.
Crossy Road is fantastic.
Not awful, it's just balls.
No, it's I did. Well, I only tried Ollie Ollie 2. I did not like it. But
fair enough.
Crossy Road is fantastic. I'm still playing it. I'm playing it right now, actually.
Well then.
It's Frogger.
It is. Dude, it's tough. I don't know how you got up there. I'm only at like 130 or something.
Yeah, I think my high score is 342.
What? That's crazy.
Chris plays a lot.
I don't like how it continuously pushes me. Like, I can't take a break. It's just...
Yeah, otherwise the eagle will come down. Fuck you
up. Yeah, if you like close the app and you turn it back on, does it start you or does the eagle just take you no matter what?
No. If you were to like, if I shut it down right now,
yeah,
like, press top button and I go back in, it gives you a 3-second countdown.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Before starting up again. So you can pause it and jump back in.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that makes it 10 more easier then. I don't know.
It's awesome though, like, because if you play as certain characters, the levels change. Like the aesthetic, like the gameplay doesn't change. It's all still just press forward to jump, and I don't know.
Yeah,
I like it.
I haven't spent a dime on it, but
I bought the piggy bank just because I enjoyed the game enough.
Sure.
And I mean, I didn't need to buy the piggy bank because now I have 16,000 coins and all the characters. But it's fun. I for a free game like. I like it. But he also liked Ollie Ollie, so...
How long until this comes out on Xbox One for $40? Oh, dude. I'll buy it.
I wouldn't pay $40 for it, but I did... Actually,
just like the fucking Angry Birds, man.
I'm not gonna lie. I looked at a Fire TV. So that I could play Crossy Road on my television. And then I was like, I'd be paying $140 for a free game. I'm not gonna do that. It's really fucking dumb, but I would totally play it on my television if it came to Xbox One or PS4 or whatever.
There you go.
Just press A over and over, like, because you could play threes in the corner of your TV. I would do that, like watch football or something and play Crossy Road in the corner.
Wait, That'd how do you do that?
What do you mean, how do you do it?
You could, like...
You can snap threes to the corner. Like, you know how, like, you would normally snap your TV to the corner? You can snap threes to the corner while watching television or doing something else.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, you would have a really small game screen at the top. Which I would do if for Crossy Road. They should do that. I should get in touch with that guy and be like, you need to bring it to the Xbox because it will be the best game on the system. Just sad, but...
$15 to $20 minimum.
I think you get away with... Oh, I think you probably get away with doing it for free, but you could do it for $5, like an old school XBLA game. I would pay $5 for it. Anyway, Don, you don't know what you're talking about. Stop being
crazy. Don. Didn't he like fucking Need for Speed Rivals as well? Because I got a bone to pick with him on that motherfucker.
He did not like Rivals. He disliked
Rivals. Oh, I thought he did.
No, he didn't like Rivals.
I thought he hated Most Wanted and liked Rivals.
I don't know. Maybe you're right. I thought he didn't like Rivals. But
I didn't like Rivals either. That game is fucking bullshit.
It's not good.
Who didn't like it?
It's awful.
Jeff and I, we didn't like it. If you're going to play a racing game, play Forza Horizon 2. It's good.
Yeah. Dude, it's so good. So good.
Anyway, we'll be back next week. We'll talk games we've been playing. There should be a lot of them. We will have all of Resident Evil Revelations 2 to talk about. I'm gonna try and get Don on because he'll have played it all by then. Hopefully.
I played all of Episode 1.
You played all of Episode 2. Episode 2 is good. It's a good game. I like it.
You liked is the fourth one out already?
No, third one just came out yesterday. Fourth one will be out next week.
Have you played through the third one?
No, not yet. I fell asleep last night. Watching Power, so
it was so exciting, huh?
Yes, very exciting. And I did not get when I woke up. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I did not think that starting Resident Evil and having to be at work at 8:30
doesn't being adult suck. It does. Seemingly hate how much it sucks.
It's like, oh, I can't stay up anymore because I have to go to work.
Yeah, stupid life.
And those Resident Evil episodes are about 2 hours apiece, so. I believe we have a bunch of other stuff to talk about, too. I might try Ori and the Blind Forest. Anybody else try that?
You have not tried it yet?
I haven't tried it yet.
That as well.
I was going to ask you about that, because, like, I'm going to get it probably regardless, but I'm worried about, like, the reviews say the difficulty. I'm like, I don't know.
If you want something really that hard.
I don't know. I'm worried it's going to be like where it's like it's so hard that like you're having problems progressing in it, and it's like, what the fuck, and then you move on to something else.
Oh, and another case of Microsoft being unable to sell those type of games to their audience. That game had like no marketing. It just kind of appeared.
Yeah. It did just come out of nowhere. I do wonder, though, like, how do you market that game?
It's a small game. It's the marketing it's going to get is it's got good reviews, you know? So people like us that might be interested in it are probably going to buy it.
Well, like, how much are you going to market, your $20 indie game?
Oh, yeah, which I get, but there's still ways to do it. Like,
sure.
Like, it wasn't even like, it was revealed at E3, and then it kind of remained quiet on until, like, February.
Yeah, like, I don't know why there wasn't, like, more talk about it. Like,
press events, trailers, tease something. It was just like, oh yeah, this exists. Oh, it's out next week or something.
It's not even a like when you go to the store tab on the Xbox One, it's not even one of the things that shows up there. Like it's right. Well, at least for me,
for that shit.
For me, it's the Hunger Games, Resident Evil Revelations 2, and Final Fantasy Type Zero HD. Like is what's on my store page on the front. It's like. Where's Ori in the Blind Forest? Like, I'd have actually have to go hunt for it.
Have you already bought it, though? Maybe that, like...
No, I didn't buy it yet.
Alright. I thought I should have... I can't believe I haven't bought it. I've just been playing a lot of Forza. If I wasn't playing that, I would have bought that shit the minute it came out.
Yeah, well, and Jeff can tell us all about Forza, which evidently he likes.
It's good.
I'm going to try White Knight out. I did buy that.
Battlefield.
Oh, and Battlefield, yes. Thank you, Earl. I downloaded that. I'm going to try that,
Earl.
Maybe.
You played White Knight?
No, I downloaded it. But uh-huh. I've been trying to finish Assassin's Creed 4. I know, I'm like 2 years behind, but...
Better late than ever.
That's what I thought, and I want to smack myself for buying it when I bought my Xbox One, because it's now like $20 or something like that. Fucking, so I have to stick to buying my games and finishing them, or at least like playing enough of them that I feel satisfied that I played them.
Yeah.
And I'll talk some more Scream Ride, because I really like that game a lot.
Demolition. That's what I like. That's about it.
That's the best part of the game.
Play it over and over, that mode.
Yeah. I'm actually going through and getting all like the challenges, which are tough. They're difficult. But we'll talk about that next week. Listen to Earl's podcast, Dual Wielding. And I believe he's doing a rewatch of all the Marvel cinematic universe films as well. So.
Yeah, and that's the Marvel. Yeah, it's kind of rough at the start.
Okay, the movies or the podcast?
The movies. The movie. I think Phase One is a lot rougher than I remember it being.
I'll have to go back and I'll have to listen to your shows. They didn't all suck.
Even like the Edward Norton Hulk sucked.
I think that one was always considered a mix, but I think so far of the ones I've seen, Iron Man is really the only one that has stood out as an enjoyable film.
I think that was the only one I actually liked of the first tier movies, so.
Yeah, it just kind of gets talked up as this mythical thing where Marvel had like this amazing game plan and they executed it so well. It's like, no, they had a lot of growing pains.
Yeah. I'll be interested to hear what you guys have to say about the Avengers when you get up to that, so. So you guys should be nearing that soon, right?
Yeah, I think it's next week should be Cap, and then, yeah, so 2 weeks from now.
So, you're trying to watch all these before the Avengers 2 comes out, or?
Yeah, I think it's signed up that we do Guardians right the week after, so that people, because not everybody watches movies for opening weekend anymore, go figure.
Yeah, well, I do.
Even with kids, I'm surprised because most of my friends don't even get to see movies in theaters with kids.
Oh yeah, well, I'm taking
Chris
my daughter.
Chris sticks off on his own.
I do. I go to the movies by myself a lot, but I'll take my kids out the week the movie opens up. Like I'm taking my daughters to go see Cinderella on Sunday.
That's
and,
a movie.
Yeah. There's a Frozen short in front of it. I'm actually excited more about the Frozen short than Cinderella, but not that I'd be excited about Cinderella.
Well, I mean,
not that there's anything wrong with that. But.
It's doing really well. It's, what, 84 on Rotten Tomatoes right
Yeah,
now?
the very high. I'm gonna,
dude.
I'm at, what, Jeff?
No, whatever. Go ahead.
I'm going to try and go see It Follows. I want to go see that this weekend, too, but I don't know if I'll have time. My son and I will go on the 3rd to see Fast and Furious 7.
Did you see Whiplash, Chris?
I have not seen it yet.
God damn it! I'm gonna say it every week on this podcast
until I watch it. Yes, I know.
It's good, dude. You're gonna like it. It's very good.
Okay, but not Foxcatcher. I won't like it.
Dude, oh my god! I could do a whole podcast about how bad that fucking movie was. And well, that's one, dude. I knew nothing about the movie. I didn't know the story, nothing. I just saw a trailer and I was like, that looks cool. I watched it, I looked up on Rotten Tomatoes and like etc. And it has like an 89% rating or something really high. Like, and they're like, everyone's like, these guys get the best performances of their lives. It's like, yeah, they did, but that movie sucked ass. I don't care how, like, I don't care how good the performance is. That's great, but like, give me a good movie too on top of it.
So I should not watch that?
Foxcatcher, no. No, like, not even as, like, a curiosity. It's a waste of time, in my opinion. But, like, I hesitate saying that because, like, it seems like I'm one of the few people that thought that movie was bad. Everyone else is like, this movie's great. It was, like, up 5 Oscars. I was like, what? Like, I had no idea. I was like, this is, to me, what I just watched was not good at all.
All right, well, I'll keep that in mind. I'll try and watch Whiplash.
You should,
I'll rent that.
Everyone should watch that. The movie is a very fun movie.
But, yeah, listen to Earl's podcast, we'll be back next week. Maybe Jeff and I will get together and we'll discuss Whiplash and let him rant for a half hour on Foxcatcher.
Yeah.
You guys do Movie Dudes still?
We
haven't done one in a while, but we could. We could certainly sit down and let Jeff rant about movies for a little bit.
Sure. I was trying to keep up. I've kept up okay on movies.
All right.
I definitely rant about them.
Yeah, maybe we'll come back. We'll start it and do like one a month instead of one like every other week or whatever.
We should definitely do like all the big movies of last year that we saw, like an episode like that.
If you want, I have my top. I have my top 13 list.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about it later. But Fozzie, say goodnight.
Oh. Goodnight.